Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things been messing with my head with you.
Good evening. Is that you, Sarah? Sister Sarah?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Just you and I and Mother.
They coming.
I know. We'll just give another minute.
Everybody okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening, Sister Tawana.
Good evening. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Awesome. Welcome, welcome.
We're going to do a Chronicles 19.
Yes, we're going to be on Chronicle 19.
Okay, I got it. Thanks.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Hi. Oh, here we go. Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
All righty. All righty. We're going to go ahead and get started because the purpose of us listening to the Bible verses is to allow people additional time to join us. But before we start, I do want to just do a quick summary of what First Chronicle 19 is to provide to us this evening. First Chronicle 19 is a recount of a critical moment in King David's reign when a gesture of goodwill is misinterpreted. And when it was misinterpreted, it sparked a war between Israel and the coalition of the Ammonites and Assyrians. But the whole chapter reminds us that even in times of misunderstandings and conflict, we have to trust in God, and his wise leadership can guide us to victory. The chapter offers a vivid illustration and a powerful message of divine guidance, leadership, loyalty, faith, and resilience in the face of adversity, and that assures victory against overwhelming odds and the importance of steadfast faith. You may go ahead and play First Chronicle 19 for us, Sister Barrett. You got it, Sean?
Can you hear it?
No, we can't hear anything.
Give me a second.
Uh-oh, we lost it. She accidentally hung up. Good evening, Auntie Dada. Can you join?
Good evening.
hearing that back. Hold on a minute, Ashley.
Okay.
Wait a minute, her phone got connected.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
You got it now?
After that,
can you hear it, Andy?
The king of the children of Ammon died, and his son reigned in his... And David said, I will show kindness unto Hanun, the son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me. And David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. So the servants of David came into the land of the children of Ammon to Hanun to comfort him. But the princes of the children of Ammon, Hanun, thinkest thou that David doth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Or his servants come unto thee for to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land? Wherefore Hanun took David's servants and shaved them and cut off their garments, it's hard by their buttocks, and sent them away. Then there went certain, and told David how the men were served, and he sent to meet them, but the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had made themselves odious to David, Hanun and the children of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire them chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia, and out of Syria Makkah, and out of Zobah. So they hired 32,000 chariots, and the king of Makkah and his people, who came and pitched before Meribah. And the children of Ammon gathered themselves together from their cities and came to battle. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men, and the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array before the gate of the city, and the kings that were come were by themselves in the field. Now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him before and behind, he chose out of all the choice of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai's brother, and they set themselves in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, if the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will help thee. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people, and for the cities of our God. And let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. So Joab and the people that were with him drew nigh before the Syrians unto the battle, and they fled before him. And the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled. They likewise fled before Abishai's brother, and entered into the city. Then Joab came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were put to the worst before Israel, they sent messengers, and drew forth the Syrians that were beyond the river. And Shophak, the captain of the host of Hadarezer, went before them. And it was told David, and he gathered all Israel, and passed over Jordan, and came upon them, and set the battle in array against them. So when David had put the battle in array against the Syrians, they fought with him, but the Syrians fled before Israel. David slew of the Syrians 7,000 men which fought in chariots, and 40,000 footmen, and killed Shophak, the captain of the host. And when the servants of Hadarezer saw that they were put to the worst before Israel, they made peace with David, and became his servants. Neither would the Syrians help the children of Ammon any more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All righty. Well, thank you guys for playing First Chronicle chapter 19. I'm just going to go ahead and quickly do a roll call, and we're going to go ahead and get started. We have Sister Tawana, Auntie Betty, Mother May, Deacon Lowe, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, and I see Beryl has rejoined us, and then myself, Sister Angela. So good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Alrighty, well, let's get started. We are a family gathered together. We are Nella's family and friends gathered together for our weekly prayer program, and we're gathered to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We're going to have Mother Meg start us off with an opening prayer.
Dear God, you know what is best for each of us. Help us to make the small correction that will guide us to a better understanding on how to please you. Dear God, we thank you for the assurance that you walk beside us every day. Help us to rely on you no matter what challenge that we face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Mother. We're going to go right into our worship song this morning. For some reason, I can't find what I just said. Here we go. The title of the song is I Need Thee, and it's by Bishop Paul Thornton. Sorry about that.
You need the Lord tonight if you just look at the your help from the Lord.
I need you like the ocean needs the water, or it will run dry. I need you like the many stars above meets the setting of the sky. I need you like tomorrow needs the hours of today to pass by. Lord, I need you more than ever, so hear my humble cry. I need the all. I need thee. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I need thee in the morning when from evening's rest I wake. I need you to direct my path in every step I take. I need you, Lord, to keep me. I need your mercy and your grace. Yes, I need you more than ever. You promise never to forsake. I wish somebody would help me right through here. Say, I need the Lord.
Nice to go back to those good old songs that had real good meanings. Amen.
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 Amen. All righty. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our program today. This is our first round. You get an opportunity to share a Bible verse or a teaching lesson, whichever is on your heart. It's not just a pass. I'd like to start off with Deacon Lowe.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'll be coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 16 through 21. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. I will make justice the measuring line, and righteousness the plumb line. Hell will sweep away your refuge, the lie, and water will overflow your hiding place. Your covenant with death will be annulled. Your agreement with the grave will not stand. When the overwhelming scourge sweeps by, you will be beaten down by it. As often as it comes, it will carry you away. Morning after morning, by day and by night, it will sweep through. The understanding of this message will bring sheer terror. The bed is too short to stretch out on, the blanket too narrow to wrap around you. The Lord will rise up as he did at Mount Perazim. He will rouse himself as in the valley of Gibeon to do his work, his strange work, and perform his task, his alien task.
All right, thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Isaiah 20. mother name?
I'm coming out of Isaiah 26, 1 through 5. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God made salvation, its walls and rampart. Open the gate that the righteous nation may enter. The nation that keep faith, you will keep in perfect peace. Him who mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is the rock eternal. He humbled those who dwell on high. He laid the lost city low. He leveled it to the ground and cast it down to the dust. Feet temple is down, the feet of the oppressor, the footstep of the poor. The path of the righteous is level. O upright one, you make the way of the righteous smooth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right, thank you for that sharing, Mother, out of Isaiah. Next, I have Auntie Dot. You have any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standing in the way of sinners, not sitting in the seat of fools, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, not sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. I got out of one. Next I have Sister Swarm. I need to see if you have to share with us.
Yes. I'm going to come out sound 4. Answer me when I call, God, who vindicates me. You freed me from affliction. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. How long exalt men will my honor be insulted? How long will you love what is worthless and pursue a lie? Know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin on your bed. Reflect in your heart and be still. Offer sacrifices in righteousness and trust in the Lord. Many are saying, who can show us anything good? Look on us with favor, Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their gain and new wine abound. I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, Lord, make me live in safety. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 4, 1 through 8. All righty. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you would like to share with us this week?
Got red mine.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm Psalm 23.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 23, Auntie Betty. Next, I have Sister Barrow. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
I will be reading Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness descended not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take, but their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup, that maintaineth my lot. The lines are followed unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoice. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt shew me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Sister Barrow, for sharing with us Psalm 16. Amen. All righty, then next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Joshua, first chapter. Moses, this Lord's servant, was dead. So the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, who had been the assistant of Moses. The Lord said, my servant Moses is dead. Now you must lead Israel across the Jordan River into the land I'm going to give all of you. Wherever you go, I'll give you that land, as I promised Moses. It will reach from the southern desert to the Lebanon Mountains in the north and to the northeast as far as the great Euphrates River. It will include the land of the Hittites and the land from here at the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea on the west. Joshua, I will always be with you and help you as I helped Moses, and no one will ever be able to defeat you. Long ago, I promised the ancestors of Israel that I would give this land to their descendants. So be strong and brave. Be careful to do everything my servant Moses taught you. Never stop reading the book of the law he gave you. Day and night, you must think about what it says. If you obey it completely, you and Israel will be able to take this land. I've commanded you to be strong and brave. Don't ever be afraid or discouraged. I am the Lord your God, and I will be there to help you wherever you go. I've read Joshua 1, verses 1 through 9. And this applies to us today. The Lord is with us. We should never be, we should always be strong and brave in the Lord. We might be weak and sick, but we are strong and brave in the Lord. This is the will of the God. This is the will God has for us. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that, sisters. Surely out of Joshua 1:19. That's one of my favorite verses as well. You went 1 through 1:9, but I like 1:9. Amen. Okay, well, that concludes our first round. So we will move over into our thick and shut in. And Vera's going to pray, and I will read the list of the individuals that we have. But before I do, do we have anyone we want to add to the list or remove from the list? All righty. I'll go ahead and start us off. Father God, we lift up all those, including our immediate family and friends, who are facing illnesses or any troubles and struggles that are before them on this day. We have Tanja. We have John Reshon, we have Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Kelvion Pigney, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellum, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Di, Vera, Kiara, Malachi, and Tawana, Carrie and Willie Cody, Travis, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian, Afia, Tremar, Nathan Nasir, and Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe's family, including Mary Ann Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe, the family Auntie Janet Williams, Erica, Jessica, and Robert Tompkins, William Flowers and the Patton family, Jackie, Auntie Martha, the Moore family, Kenneth Jacob, and Jayla Miller. Sister Barry, you may move forward with the prayer.
Oh, Father, who art in heaven, I plead the blood of Jesus over the sick and shedding. Lord, I ask that you take control of whatever is troubling our body, our mental state, and our spiritual well-being. Father God, your word says the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. We come today in faith, asking that you heal us from every sickness, disease, and illness. We receive our healing by faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Beautiful prayer. Thank you for that prayer. Amen. All righty. Well, let's go over birthdays for this week. We're looking at November 19th through the 25th. I will go over the list. If there's anyone that I need to add, just let me know. I have 11/19. It's Vanessa, so that's today. And then on 11/20, I have Ariel and Cedric Williams. And then, of course, 11/21 would have been Daniel's 59th birthday. Any other birthdays? All righty. Let me see who's going to sing first. Didn't do my homework. Sister Vera, you just on the list today. Would you do us the honor of singing happy birthday?
I'll try. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me see. I forgot the birthday, so Lord Jesus, forgive me. But it's a birthday song.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. Amen.
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 That's all right. That's all right. All right. Well, as we get ready to do, thank you so much for volunteering or for singing. You didn't volunteer. Anytime.
So let's move right along. Yeah, 2 hour round table. And this is an opportunity for us to share a testimony, a poem or a song, or a praise report. But before we do, I would like to go first is what I'm really going to say. And what I would like to do in honor of Daniel's 59th birthday, I would like to play his favorite song. Let me get to it. It was Standing in the Need of Prayer. Trying to find a real old version, but let me see if I got it. Sorry, guys. Dang, it's kind of weird on me sometimes. There we go. Sorry about that.
Control
set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Amen.
Amen.
That is.
Next, I have, thank you, Mother, for that reading on First Peter. Next, I have Sister Shirley.
Okay.
Okay. Auntie Dodd?
Yes, I'm coming from Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 to 42. Anyone who welcomes you, welcome me. And anyone who welcomes me, welcome the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. Amen, amen.
Amen,
amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading. Let's see God out of Matthew 10. Next, I have Sister Tawana. Any poems, testimonies? Or
okay.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
Okay.
Okay. Sister Vera?
I pass.
Okay. And that leaves Deacon Lowe.
I'll be coming out the book of Jude, chapter 8, verse 17 through 34. I'm going to say 25. But dear friends, remember what the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in the most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others show mercy, mixed with fear, having even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
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 Thank you. Alrighty. Where am I on my agenda? Okay, well, that concludes the list. I didn't forget anybody, right? I did first. Okay. I'll tell you, one day I'm going to let Mom leave this call. Alrighty. Ready to assign parts for next week for anyone that is interested. Just let me know. We're going to be on First Chronicle 20. Do I have anyone willing to read or play the Bible first?
I'll take that.
Okay. How about the opening prayer? Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer? Okay. Thank you, Sister Baron. How about sick and shut in? Anybody would like to
say a sick and shut-in prayer? Speak and move. And then last, we have the closing prayer. Do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer? Okay, I'll take care of that. All righty. We're going to have this evening Deacon Lowe lead us in closing prayer. But before we do, we're going to play our last worship song. And the title of it is He's Able by DJ Hayden. Let's see what DJ has to say to us tonight.
When anointing comes, it's to be released to somebody. Lift your hands. It's not for me. Anointing is not for me or the person up there ministering. It's for you. Lift that up high. Come on. I feel like we can go to another dimension in worship. Put those hands right there. I feel like going in right now. I don't want to embarrass myself, though, because I really go in when I worship. But at this point in my life, I really don't care. Y'all mighty quiet up in here. I wish I had a church. All I need is a few crazy worshipers. First lady, all I need is a few crazy worshipers. I need a few crazy folks like me. Okay, just tell three people around me. Tell them, I got a word for you. Tell them he's able.
Come on.
To share.
I just want to thank everybody for Thanksgiving. Hope everybody have a beautiful Thanksgiving. And I hope I'll be able to eat. Right now I'm just drinking water, but I hope I can eat on Thanksgiving.
Amen.
just hoping everybody else have a blessed Thanksgiving.
You're all the same. Thank you all.
The same to everyone else.
Yes, right. To everyone.
To everyone.
And
go ahead.
Yeah.
Enjoy family and friends and all the good trimming. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Well, we will let Hubert close us out in prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we just like to come, we like to thank you for letting us come together one more time to give you the thanks, the honor, the praise that do your name. Oh, Heavenly Father, it's just so much we have to thank you for. But most of all, I would like to thank the Lord for letting us get together and share with one another. It means so much for us to learn of God. And it means so much for us to share this with the other members of our families and our friends, and even ones we don't know. Lord, I want you to grant us the opportunity this Thanksgiving to come together and share our love for you. Let us share with our family how we love you and why, and let them know that they are welcome to come and join us at any time. They are much welcome. And, Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind. Thank you for the food you put on the table, the clothes you put on our back, and the roof that you took to shelter us from the storm. Holy Heavenly Father, you've been watching over us even before we was even created in our mother's womb. And we thank you, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, we'd like to thank you for the sunlight during the day. We'd like to thank you for the moon at night. We'd like to thank you for watching over us through the night, Lord, watching over our families and our friends, keeping us together, Lord, keeping us alive, giving us to be thankful to be in your world one more time. Oh, Lord, we look forward to being here next week, and I hope everyone have a nice and wonderful Thanksgiving. And, Lord, let there be something that was said tonight that we could take throughout our week to share with others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Gisolo.
That's true.
Yep. All righty, well, that concludes
tonight, guys, and I'm just continuing to stay in prayer, worship, and praise God day and night. We love you guys. We appreciate you all being participants on this call faithfully, and may God give us all a great blessing. Good night, and amen.
Good night, and amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night. Happy Thanksgiving.